This recording, Guyana 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job as a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer to her and more to her likings. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kids, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to track her. But Sarah have a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered IFA. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire. So Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and lay her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicines. Sarah warned that this course of treatment may be very expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mistress Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Oh, it was very nice, because in those days, those days was the good days. You know, things was very cheap. We used to be spending coins, you know, cent, 5 cents, 10 cents pieces. You know, I will go and, you know, like when I came from school in the afternoons, I will go on and do like little odd jobs, like fetching in sand, you know, and at the end of it, I will get a 25 cents piece. And that was a lot of money for me, you know. That would take me about 2 weeks to spend that in school, you know. So I really used to enjoy those days. I mean, you know, we grew up in a home with no electricity, no running water, no indoor toilet. So, you know, as time goes by, you know, we got accustomed to it, and we overcome that. So, you know, I really had enjoyed my young days growing up as a child. You know, we used to go and catch the bus. They had turnstile. I could remember ducking under the turnstile, you know, because I was afraid probably to turn with me. You know, so I used to duck beneath and, you know, get into the bus, you know, and we will go wrong and wrong with the bus. When it reached the terminus, we wouldn't come out. we will stay in and go back up with it, you know. When we think we had enough, we will exit at our stop. Yeah. So, you know, those days was very, very nice days.